This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Just in time for the new year and January rent, mortgage payments, and other bills due the first of the month, the Treasury Department has started sending out the new round of pandemic relief payments. The IRS says it started making direct deposits of $600 into some people's bank accounts yesterday. People who don't have a bank account on file with the IRS can look forward to getting either a paper check in the mail or a prepaid debit card. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the cards have some advantages over the paper checks, but some drawbacks as well.
People who receive the prepaid debit cards are the most likely to not have bank accounts. Tyrone Ross is CEO of the investing platform OnRamp Invest. He says they're the people who are going to need to spend the money as quickly as possible.
It's not, okay, well, can I invest this or can I put it into... No, I have needs that have to be met. It's consumption, and that's what they want.
Debit cards can also be cheaper than checks for people who don't have bank accounts. Cashing a check costs them money. But with a card, says Chantel Boyens with the Urban Institute,
there is a network of ATMs where if you have the card, you can access your funds without any fees.
But people can only make one withdrawal for free from an out-of-network ATM. After that, it costs $2. Boyan says lower-income people are more likely to pay those fees.
You know, they may be located in areas where they don't have as good of access to in-network ATMs.
The cards also come with terms of service. And Ira Reingold, executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates, says some of them put card users at a disadvantage.
You, consumer, if you have a complaint, you cannot go to court. You cannot be part of a collective action, a class action.
Members of Congress sent a letter to the Treasury this week asking it to remove those clauses and reduce any fees. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.